it does come from like a lack of positive role models, and very like specifically like positive male role models based on like my experiences. Online games specifically, which is like the majority in terms of like revenue and player count, they tend to foster very competitive and very combative spaces. And I think the people that thrive in those spaces are, they by nature, they play up the combativeness, or they play up the sort of aggressive nature that makes you able to thrive in those spaces. Additionally, the people who kind of rise to the top in the streaming world are the like the best players. And if you're the best of the best, usually by nature you're also insanely competitive, which I'm not in any way saying is like a bad thing. You know, being insanely competitive and skilled is like very cool. I think most of the negative role model elements actually come from the like commentary and critique space. So like obviously Asmongold, right? Yes, he plays games, but as far as I'm aware, his main draw is more like critique and commentary. And they thrive off of negativity and of, you know, controversy, because that pulls in views. I think, yeah, I guess ultimately it would be you need more positive role models, and you kind of need to paint a lot more of this right-wing stuff as uncool, which I guess gets harder because like Asmongold's very like loud and proud, but seems to still have a following and an audience.